Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome back to the show. Prolific filmmaker Frank Marshall has produced and directed so many iconic Hollywood films, but we're here to talk about his latest project. It's called The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? It's going to debut on HBO and HBO Max on December 12th, so just about 10 days. Frank, thanks for coming on the show again. And I remember last time we talked, you mentioned at the end that you were working on this, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have to wait years for this. I'm happy that I only have to wait 10 days. This is that's exciting.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Yeah, me too. Unfortunately, we won't be seeing it in the movie theaters, but you know, you can see it at home and just play it loud.
No doubt. And you know, I'm 55 and I grew up with disco, and when I was a kid, when Saturday Night Fever came out, I mean, there just was no bigger band on the planet than the Bee Gees. And I guess that's something that with any generation that's going to get lost. But do you think people under 20 understand just how big the Bee Gees were?
No, it's kind of my goal here is to reintroduce the Bee Gees to your generation, but also introduce the Bee Gees to the new generation. Because, you know, I have daughters that are 21 and 23. And when I start playing these songs like Islands in the Stream and Guilty, and they go, oh, yeah, Barbra Streisand. Oh, yeah, Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton. I said, no, no, these were written by the Bee Gees. They go, what? What, Stayin' Alive, Bee Gees? I go, yeah. So, you know, I don't think people know what heavyweights they were.
There's no doubt. And I remember my mom had their early stuff, you know, like You're a Holiday and It's Only Words and all that. What was the transition from this kind of almost effeminate, soft pop Australian band to, you know, walk in the streets of Manhattan, the coolest disco band on the planet?
Yeah, I think that's part of their genius is that they reinvented themselves and their storytellers. That their songs, they've got great musical hooks, but also their lyrics tell a story, and they, you know, they cut to some sort of collective unconscious that people have, and that's what makes them, you know, was part of their longevity, obviously. But I think they're storytellers, and it's really their songwriting.
There's no doubt, and obviously, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, one of their lyrics, and the first thing I thought of when I saw that, I think a lot of people would, was you think about Andy Gibb, who was too young to join the Brothers Gibb in the beginning, but was a pop star in his own right. And a lot of girls thought he was the best looking one and perfect for the 70s with the hairy chest and everything. And dying at the age of 30, there was a lot of heartbreak in this family, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was really complicated. There was a lot of joy, but there was also sadness and tragedy. You know, but it all comes back to family. I mean, the fact that they, you know, survived all this stuff, it's really a testament to the loving relationship of their family.
When I think about the Bee Gees, I think, you know, most of us think of Barry Gibb as the front man. But, you know, Robin and Morris were obviously a huge part of it as well. But what was that trio like? Was there, I mean, there's sibling rivalry. Was it a power struggle? I guess this is something we're going to have to watch the movie, right?
Yeah, it's all in the movie, but it was all of those things. It's everything you get from being a brother band. And, you know, they started to have success very early, and then they turned 20 and they all went, well, you know, then there's the competition, then there are girls, then there's money, all the things that you know, get in the way of being together. So we see that, but, you know, it was, again, being a family, so when they broke up, they still had to come back together for Christmas. So they then realized how much they loved each other and how much they liked singing and writing together, because it was a group effort. They each brought something to the party. So I think that's what's interesting in the story.
More questions for director Frank Marshall about How Can You Mend a Broken Heart on HBO on the 12th. When they started off, because we think of them as the 70s and the 80s, but when they started off in the late 60s, and you see some guys in the band, you know, there's five guys and two of them aren't Gibbs. I guess like any band, they had to figure out what they wanted to do, right?
Yeah, they had the three of them, but, you know, they needed a drummer, they needed a bass player, and eventually a keyboard player to become competitive in the band world. But, you know, when you see the movie, you'll see that it was their dad was really their manager and supported and somehow got a letter and a meeting with Robert Sigwood because of Brian Epstein, because they all loved the Beatles. So it's this incredible journey of you know, being in the right place at the right time, of luck, but also delivering when you're asked to. So yeah. So they, you know, there was a period when they had an orchestra, and then they thought, eh, that's not working. We need to become a band again. So they went and got some new band members. So we see all that and how they adapted to the changing times and trends.
You know, it's interesting too. I think a lot of people think about Saturday Night Fever as kicking off disco, you know, four number one hits on that album. But I saw an interview once with Bill Oakes, who supervised the soundtrack, and he asserted that disco had kind of run its course and was dying, and that this kind of defibrillated disco and got it started all over again.
Yeah, and actually Bill speaks to that in the movie. He, they added melody. You know, disco was just a rhythm, and they added melody and lyrics that connected to people. So they kind of reinvented it, and then they were pretty upset that people were sort of tarring them with this brush that they were a disco band when they, you know, they weren't.
When you were doing the research on this, what was maybe one of the two of the things that, you know, because we've all been so exposed to them in so many ways, but one or two things you thought, geez, I never knew that about the Bee Gees?
Well, my favorite one is when they, when Stigwood said to them, they were already in Miami, and he said, you know, you guys need a tax break, so you got to go record this album in France, outside of Paris, and we found this great place for you. It's the chateau that Elton John used to record and mix Honky Chateau, and they were all excited and everything, and they went to France, and they went outside, and they arrived at the chateau, and it was a dump. And still, that's where Saturday Night Fever and all those tracks came from. So it obviously didn't bother them.
Last question for you, Frank. Of course, Barry Gibb, you know, knighted by the Queen. He's in his 70s now. He's the last one with us. How has he received the project, and how's he doing these days?
Well, Barry's doing great, I have to say, Rick, because you know, he's got a new album coming out. He's become creative again. He was on stage in Glastonbury a couple of years ago, so he's been performing. I think it was really, for me, it was a real honor to get to talk to him and hear his stories. And I'm really proud of this movie, and hopefully can, you know, it shows that the Bee Gees will be around 100 years from now, and it celebrates their legacy.
Well, I would be excited about any Bee Gees documentary, especially one coming from Frank Marshall, who really knows what he's doing. It's called The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, debuting on HBO and HBO Max December 12th. Frank, congratulations. Looking forward to seeing it, and let's catch up on your next deal.
Great. Thanks a lot, Rick. Good to talk to you again. Take care.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle, and there it is, Dominic. Well done.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see.